Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincolnland Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
It's 9:49, and this is the opening market report. I'm Tom Rogers on AM 580 in for Dave Dickey today. And we will begin our look at the opens by going to Kansas City and seeing how the wheat fared in the opening of trade about 15-20 minutes. September wheat opened at 490.5 a bushel in Kansas City, down 2.25 cents. The December 504, down 1.5, and March started down 0.5 at 510. Now going to the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat for September began at 397 a bushel, down 0.5. December 416, down 0.5. March wheat 432, down 4.25 cents. The May down 4 at 441, and July wheat for next year 446, down 4 cents. In the corn pit, a slight decline. September opened down 1 at 238. December at 255.5, down 0.5. March corn opened at 269, down 3/4. May 278, down 1.25, and the July next year corn contract opened at 287.25, down 3/4. December 07 corn opened at 303, down 1. August soybeans opened down 4 cents a bushel today at 575.5. September 581.5, down 4. November 596 a bushel, down 3.75. The January 608.5, down 3.5 cents. March for next year 617.5, down 4.75. And the July bean contract for 07 also ended or started down 4.75, opening at 636.5. In the product, soybean meal for August opened at 161.80, down 80 cents. September, 164 even, down 50. August bean oil opened at 26.60, down 12. And September opened at 26.84, down 8. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the August feeder cattle contract opened at 114.25, down 7.5. September opened at 114.95, up 17.5. And same for October, 114.95, up 17.5. August live cattle opened at 83.60, down 12.5. October, 88.60, down 10. And December live cattle opened at 88.97.5, unchanged. In the hogs, August lean hogs opened at 68.30, down 25. October, 61.60, down 15. December lean hogs, 59.45, down 32.5. And February at 60.70 on the open, down 25. August pork bellies opened at 87.80, down 25. And the February contract opened up 45. At 93.10.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, a decline in tech stocks helped push all of stocks down right now. The Dow Industrial Average is down about 77 points at 11,109. The S&P 500 Index is down 10 at 1267, and the NASDAQ is now down 26 points at 2065. Outside commodity markets, September crude oil in New York is trading at $74.80 a barrel. That's up 40 cents. The CRB Index is at 350.26, down 40, or up 43. The U.S. dollar index, 85.59, up 29. The September silver contract is up a dime at 11.47 an ounce, and August silver, or August gold, rather, is up 2.30 at 6.36.50. Latest tick now on the Chicago Board of Trade. The wheat is down between a penny and a half and 2.25 cents. Corn is down a penny and a half across the board, and the beans are down pretty much 4.5 cents across the board. Joining us now for a look at the commodity market on this Tuesday is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Hi, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Tom.
We saw a little bit lower opening in corn, and I thought that some of the calls were calling for that to be firm because of the expected crop condition report, but it doesn't seem to be the case.
No, Tom, the crop conditions were down 3%, and they were expecting a 1% to 2% drop. Some of the numbers out there were reflecting down to, in the 144 to 149 range as far as what they're projecting looking at those conditions. We're on the upper end of that. We still think that there's still a very good crop out there, but it is not as good as it was a week ago after all this extreme heat. the call was, better this morning in the corn. And I think that the beans, just being a little added pressure because of the rain in Iowa, just continue to work on the corn a little bit here this morning, too.
Is it just that time of season where people are looking at weather as having the bigger impact on beans at this point?
Well, yes. I mean, we've already pollination levels done. We're in the filling area where some rains will help fill the corn, but basically the kernel count's pretty well established right now. Where the beans, this is the time beans are made, and this is the time where we need to have some good moisture coming across. And as we look at the weather maps, it's sort of green across at least half Iowa here this morning, and that's very encouraging to helping out the bean yields as we look down the road.
Condition report for beans was pretty much as expected, though. Is that correct?
We were expecting a 1% to 2% drop. We come in down 1% on the low end of that. Helpful to the market or helpful against was Iowa does continue to show stress from last week's that way, and their drop was pretty good. Now, along the way, though, beans are a very hardy plant, and if they get rain over the next 2 weeks, that's when they generally can produce and produce well.
What about the technical market today?
Well, of course, we're down in our trading range on the corn. We haven't really broken out of that as far as we're looking, though. But the beans, staying under $6, technically that makes them weak and more to the downside, Tom.
So what does a producer make of all of this today?
What does he make of all this? Well, hopefully he has the corn price he doesn't think is going to fit in his bin by now. If he doesn't, we wait for a little bit of a rally, maybe back up in the 260s from bracket. The beans right here, I'm afraid that we just have to stand aside and give it a little time.
What else may be playing on the market today? Looking at the outside markets and...
There's a little thing called...
A little bit. Oil.
Military action going on over in the Mid East, and the crude oil, of course, Tom. We're back real close to the $75 mark in the crude, the heating oil. And, of course, natural gas took a tremendous boost up yesterday for all the heat, the air conditioning needs and everything along the way that way. As we look, there was this great discussion this morning about interest rates and whether the Fed will go ahead and raise them 0.25% again at their August meeting. So we've got some very nervous people in the stock market and whatever looking at what the feds are actually going to do with interest rates. I know that housing, was on today's show this morning. The big thing about house sales are down and very soft at this point in time because of the economy, the fuel costs, and, of course, the interest rates.
So that might have a slightly indirect effect on commodity prices.
You betcha.
All right. Let's take a look at the Merck. The feeder cattle kind of mixed at the moment. Hogs are down. What's playing there?
Well, the cash hogs were up 50 cents to a dollar. We saw the cutouts and the beef increase yesterday. There's no trade in the cash cattle here yet. Of course, hog marketings are down greatly just because of the weather. People don't like to ship hogs in 95 to 100 degree weather. It's we lose a lot of, they lose a lot going to market that way. But a little bit off today, a little bit surprising. We thought that they'd stay strong with that. Seasonally, we should start to turn up a little bit here over the next 2 weeks. We should be putting a bottom in, and seasonally livestock should be starting to work a little bit higher.
All right. Anything else to mention today?
That's about it for this morning, Tom.
Great. Thanks, Wayne. Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's take another look at the market, see a snapshot of what's going on at this second. September wheat in Kansas City is down 2.5 cents at 4.90 and a quarter. December at 5.05, down a half penny. March down 2 at 5.08 and a half. Wheat down, especially in the far side contracts. The nearby September is at 3.95, down 2.5 cents. December 4.14 and a half, down 2. March wheat down 5 and a quarter cents rather at 4.31. May of next year at 4.40, down 5. July 4.46 and a quarter, down 3 and 3 quarters. Still not quite as firm as expected on the corn. The September contract now at 237.5 a bushel, down a penny and a half. December down 1.75 at 254.25. March is at 268, down 1.75. The May is down a penny and a half at 277.75. July corn next year 286.25, down 1.75. And December corn, 302.5, down 1.5 of 07. August beans right now are down 6.5 cents a bushel at 573. The September down 6 at 579.5. The November 593.5, down 6.25. January down 6.5 at 605.5. March beans for next year 616, down 5.25. The May at 624.5, down 7.25. July of 07 beans are at 636, down 5.75. Moving to soybean meal for August, 160-180 right now, down 1 even. September, 163.20, down 130. August soybean oil, 26.55, down 17. The September, 26.73, down 19. Feeder cattle are mixed to lower in Chicago on the Merc. The August contract, 114.35, now up 2.5 cents. They're trading either side of unchanged. September cattle, 114.80, up 2.5. October, down 12.5 at 114.65. August live cattle, 83.67.5, down 5. October, down 10 at 88.60. August lean hogs are at 68.30, down 25. The October, 61.25, down 50. August pork bellies right now at 86.25, down 180. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. A heat advisory until tomorrow evening for Illinois and Indiana. An excessive heat warning for the city of Chicago and for southwest Illinois until tomorrow evening. Highs today ranging from 102 across southwest Illinois to 94 in eastern Indiana. And the humidity will make it feel even hotter. Tonight, far north and northwest Illinois, warm and humid, slight chance of thunderstorms. Elsewhere, warm and humid, lows ranging from the low 80s in Chicago and St. Louis to the middle 70s elsewhere. Hot again tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms in northern Illinois and Indiana. Highs from 100 in southern sections to 90 in the far north. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.